Hello and welcome to our live I Am the Divine gathering. Today is, just want to make sure it is February 19th. I started like marking where I am because I'm all confused. I am all over the place. I never know what day it is, especially this past week because Joe. Now, normally his schedule is to be off on Mondays and Tuesdays, but he worked too many overtime hours, and so he was off all last week. I could not remember what day I was on. It was horrible. And it's strictly because somebody else is here, so it's not like I'm not in my routine going like, okay, today is this day, whatever. So I started marking the days because I'm like, I know I'm just gonna miss something that's out there that's important. So let me do that, or I'll set a note up on my phone that says that I have to be here at a certain time or do this because it's just very flowy right now. So if you're feeling that, that's not should not shock you because that's the energy that we're in. These energies are asking us to be in a state of flow, which is one of the reasons that we did not have the class gathering yesterday and we're having it today, because yesterday, as much as I would have liked to comply with our schedule, I could not. The energies were so intensified that it was, instead of me being able to give, right, that giving energy, everything was coming in. Like I could feel the influxes coming in. And sometimes that can feel like pressure. It could feel like pressure coming in, right? When we're going through a shift. And so, an example of that, just so that you understand this way, if you're experiencing anything, you have an awareness to what is taking place. I have had knowledge for the last probably 6 months, maybe even longer, maybe 8 months, that the timeline of me moving to Florida is coming to an end. It's wrapping up. And this big eclipse that we had, that we literally just had on the 17th, is the first part of this closure energy, right? And it's not just for me. It's across the board for everybody, but it's going to hit us all differently. It's just that I'm so aware and conscious of what I'm feeling, what is taking place, what is presenting, the signs, all of that sort of stuff that I, look and sit. I'm in counsel with the divine, with whatever you want to call it, God, creator, source, the universe, whatever, in order to have this awareness. And just, I think it was probably 3 days before the eclipse on the 17th, I woke up one morning and I was letting Lasagna and Bella out. I did not have my glasses on. And I went to the kitchen sink. And it was just kind of dusky daylight. So the light was not on. And as I'm running the water to fill the water bowl and to wash out Bella's dish for her food, in the sink, I'm seeing this brown shadow, it looked like flopping back and forth. And I looked at the windowsill and I'm like, oh, that's interesting because there's not even a plant in there, but maybe somehow Joe bought something in, washed it, forgot it in the sink or something like that. And I was gonna reach into the sink and grab it. And I heard, no, get your glasses. And I was just like, I think I'm gonna get my glasses. So I go into my bedroom. And I grab my glasses and I go back into the kitchen and I turn the kitchen light on. And I stood there looking into the sink at a scorpion. It was alive. And I don't know if you've ever seen a scorpion up close. I've seen two now. When I first got here, literally I don't know, the second month, I think it was, Loretta had already left. Because I think if I'm not mistaken, you were here 3 weeks with me, right? Helping me get set up and everything between the trip. But she had left, and then probably like 2 weeks after she left, I went into the bathroom. Now, the bathroom is on that far end of the house over there. The kitchen is on that far end of the house. I mean, they're both endpoints for the house. And so I had gone into the bathroom and it was dusk again. I did not have my glasses on. I figured I'd go tinkle fast and then go make Bella's food, go back to the bedroom, get myself together and whatnot. And I saw something on the floor and it looked like a black thread or a black string or something like that because it was in between the space of the carpet and the wall and the tub. And again, I heard no, get your glasses. So I went and got my glasses, came back, pulled the rug away, and it was a scorpion. Okay. Now they're common down here. I had no idea, but they are common down here, but not really in the house type of common. And I've had this house exterminated now regularly so that when something hits I guess the entry point of the garage just before the garage door. So there's like probably about 3 inches of lip, and then the garage door comes down, and there's that 3 inches sticking out on the driveway. That's sprayed. So anything that lays on that or walks onto it dies almost immediately, right? Whether it's a palmetto bug or a caterpillar or anything like that, because I don't want anything coming in the house because they will come in depending on the weather out here. So I dispose of that scorpion. That was when I first got here. And then here we are. I see the scorpion in the sink. And the minute I saw the scorpion in the sink, and if you've never seen them, they're kind of off balance because they got this big tail behind them that's like right over the top of their head. And it kind of flops and it goes back and forth and it's just like flopping. And not because they're really off balance, but it's just in defensive mode. Like it's gonna hit something. Like I'm gonna get you. If you're out there, I'm getting you, right? So I managed to dispose of that one. But it was so interesting to me because I came in on a Scorpio full moon. And when I saw the scorpion in the sink, it was like full circle, right? Like I just felt it in my soul, in my beingness. And then, so that was the first thing. And then just a few days ago, I was sitting outside and it was kind of overcast and a little bit hazy outside. And I had leaned back in the gravity chair, closed my eyes for a few minutes, and something pinged me to open my eyes, right? Like you get that message, open your eyes. And I opened my eyes and I looked to the side, and there's that snake that I posted, right? The one I posted in my stories, the black rat snake. They're not poisonous. I mean, if you piss them off and handle them wrong, I'm sure they'll bite you. But they go after like rodents, or if they see a bird that's hurt or whatever, they might try to eat that. But they usually go after like mice and rats and things like that. And so it had already gotten past me and it was like moving away. And I thought like, oh my gosh, how profound. The year of the snake is literally closing out tomorrow, right? Because it was the day before the closeout of the year of the snake and the entrance of the year of the horse. And here's the snake going away. And I thought to myself, if I did not know me, I would not believe this, but these are the markers that I was getting for the energy shifts that are taking place. So It was very intense. And on the 17th, when we were having these massive downloads coming in, I was feeling it very heady. I was having a hard time focusing my eyes. There was one point a couple of weeks back where I had an ocular migraine and my whole eye went fuzzy. Like I couldn't see out of my eye at all. I had no headache or anything, no headache in my eye, but it was just like I felt overwhelmed and like I needed to lay down. And I did. And then it was fine in the morning. And I had heard that it was going to be okay, but I needed to rest. So these are the energies. And because I've tuned myself to them and I do a really good job tuning out of the outer reality, I'm able to be in the flow of what is needed for me, for my journey, my adventure, whatever. So scorpion in the sink, black rat snake passes me, and I'm like, this is going to be a doozy, right? I feel it. It's the energy is really coming in. And there was a pain in my back, right? But you could say behind my heart and down just slightly, like right at the bottom of my shoulder blade. And this pain was just like a poker, a hot poker, just poking me, just like poking me constantly. It's been there for the last probably year and a half, maybe 2 years, right? And so I really didn't understand why I can't get rid of it. And this is so important for all of us, and we're going to talk about this later in the class, why I can't get rid of it. But energy that's stuck now, especially is wanting to be resolved, right? And that energy that gets stuck wants to be resolved in some way, shape, or form. All right. And last night, laying in bed, I'm drifting into the ethers, and all of a sudden, I had this flash on Beth. And it was a particular situation that occurred between us, right? It wasn't one where we had words or anything like that, but it was an action that she chose to take. And in that moment, I remember very strongly saying, I'm sending you love. I forgive you. I want you to have a wonderful life. And in that moment, that spot where it felt like a poker was burning me, right? That pain of a poker popped. I felt the pop in my back and the pain immediately was gone, right? Immediately was gone. This is the nature of the energy. This is what we're going to be talking about tonight, okay? And the reason this is so important, it's so strong, is because this energy that we are in, and I am seeing it so clearly, is setting us up for the biggest shift we will ever have in our lifetime. Because we are at a point of a major 6-year transition as the energies change with Saturn and Neptune going into Aries, right? And then 165-year transition with Neptune changing signs. 165 years. There's not one astrologer out there that can really predict accurately what is going to unfold or how it's going to happen. Because for every single person, it's going to be on an individual basis. And the most amazing part of it, as you're going to hear as I start to go through the talking points here, is we've already done most of this work in this community. We've done almost all of this work in this community because if you go back to the very beginning of 2020, 2021, we were talking about integrity, authenticity, transparency, the three biggies, Right? I think I talked about them over and over and over and over again. Well, guess what we need right now? So if we haven't been practicing integrity, transparency, and authenticity, we're going to have to do a fast track catch up to do that because that's what this time is asking us for. And so the energies are wanting to wrap up that point at my back. I had been counseling the divine, right? In my moments during the day where maybe I was sitting on the sofa for 5 minutes, or maybe I was sitting outside, or I was walking outside, or I was tending the chicken or something, I would say, oh, God, universe, creator, please show me where this pain is coming from. Show me the origination. Let me heal it. Let me be a healer to what is creating so much pain for me in this moment. What am I not seeing? What am I not aware of? Right. And then it happened. I had to be okay with what was presenting because most of us think about this, most of us would want to push that thought away, right? We're not wanting to see somebody that might have created pain or suffering or harm, you know. Today, for a few minutes, Loretta and I were ruminating when I was telling her this morning what happened. We were ruminating on the awareness that we both had at the end as I was leaving and transitioning that friendship, that relationship, that living situation, that this person, Beth, never liked going for walks, never liked going for a hike in the woods. And she would literally make Loretta and I wait until she was ready to go instead of just saying, well, why don't the two of you just go? Right? And I could never understand the anger that was coming from her. And then the manipulation I felt through her actions and us having to wait. And then she would act like she was doing us a favor coming on the walk with us. And it wasn't until I was having a conversation with Joe here after just getting here, and he started laughing when something came up about hiking. And he said, do you know what Kate told me? That's her daughter. Kate told me that she makes her mother hike with her all these crazy places here in Florida when she comes to visit because she knows how much her mother hates hiking. Think about that for a second. Think about that. Think about how there is so much manipulation that is happening there, that manipulation has to be transferred into something else, right? And either it's going to explode in me, and then I'm going to explode in resentment, anger, frustration. But that never happened. Every time it happened, Loretta and I would just be patient, be kind, be understanding, and wait until she was ready to go, right? Thinking that this was something that she really wanted to do. But if she would have been transparent, authentic, and had integrity, she would have just been like, you know what? I hate hiking. You two go. And it was always the most painful experience. Painful. That's what we have to stop. We have to stop doing things that are not in our authenticity, right? Because if we're not stopping that, it's going to end up creating more pain and suffering, frustration, anger, and everything else. Now, I just closed out Loving Earth Botanicals, the business that I had started with her because she wanted to do something with herbal medicine. So I was like, all right, let's do a business together. I just closed it out, filed the final tax return on it, and got a notice back from the state saying they were reviewing it, sent her half of the money that was in the account. I took the other half, very small, like $400. It was hardly anything after we paid the accountant. And I didn't even get a thank you for doing all of that work, for taking care of it, for closing it out, for resolving it. I texted her, said, "Hey, can you give me your address? I'd like to send you a check for your half of what was in the account or whatever." And never even got a thank you for that. So, it just shows that energy, those energetics needed to be closed out. And then this morning, after I had that energy burst last night, where the energy just literally, that cord of energy, that attachment of energy just released from my body. This morning, I have a favorite ceramic mug I had gotten on one of our trips down to see Loretta in Northport. I don't know how it happened, but well, I mean, it was a mug that we both had the same mug, Beth and I, and if literally like flew out of my hand and shattered all over the floor, right? So you see, when the energy is meant to end, it will show you it needs to end. It will present in a way that you can't ignore it, and then there will be the closure to it, right? I don't feel any like I need to do anything more for this. And the pain that was in my back, behind my heart, is completely healed now, right? And it just allows me to stay in my grace and continue to be in my grace, as opposed to be angry over a friendship that probably should never have been a friendship, right? So when we're very clear on the dynamics in our reality, we can resolve whatever's taking place in the physical body because everything is physical now. And that was something that I was talking to Arlene about earlier. We were saying how in 2017, and I've talked about this before, ascension, our evolution went physical in October, right? That was when the Me Too movement happened, and there was a lot coming out about the sexual distortion in Hollywood and all of that sort of stuff. And then you had the two women, I forget their names, got kind of going at each other. No, it never happened like that. Yes, it did. And going back and forth. And it was all that big Me Too stuff that was coming up with that guy Weinstein or something like that. And at that point, Hugh Hefner passed away, right? Think about Playboy, what it represented. Charles Manson passed away. There was a lot of distortion that was closing out this very spiritualized, in the mind energy. And it went into the physical body. It became very physical in its sense, right? But because of the bigness of that physicalized energy happening in October when that took off, I was able to clear the cyst that was holding all that energy on behalf of humanity, because that was in my Bartholin gland on the vaginal wall, right? So it cleared all of that. So we can use this energy to our advantage to heal the body, to free the mind, to create shifts for ourselves that are going to literally catapult us forward like a lightning bolt, really, right? So we have to be able to see this. We have to be able to work with the energy, and that requires us to be present. And now more than ever, ever in the past, which is why we talked about it in the past and we practiced it in the past, we need transparency, integrity, and authenticity. Because what's happening on a planetary level now is that the hive mind collective thinking is coming to an end, right? So everything that we've been filled with is going to be coming to the surface for discernment. Is this really our truth, or were we building into that truth on behalf of our friend over here, or our family member over here, or our coworker here, or our significant other over here, right? Because that type of interaction, collaboration, if you will, that's a better word for it, is not going to be stable anymore. It's not going to work anymore. We have to now come from a place of the soul. And that's the energy that we are working with right now, right? So we have two big shifts that are happening right now. I want to talk about them in more detail so that you can understand how this is playing out and what to expect. We have Saturn and Neptune on the 20th tomorrow, beginning their collaboration with Aries at the mark of 0 degrees, astrologically speaking. Okay. Now, why this is such a big thing is because when we talk about astrology, and I've talked about this before, our charts, our astrological charts, are based on the time of birth because that will tell us what degree, to what degree are we working with that sign and that planet in that house. So it's like the house, right? 1 through 12 becomes the stage. So what play are we trying? Are we in Wicked, or are we in something else, right? Are we in the movie, let's say, what's a good one? Cinderella, right? Or are we in the Terminator, right? So the house is like the stage. What play are we acting in? Okay. And then we have the planet and we have the sign. So the sign is the actor, and the planet tells the actor what costume they're wearing, what role they're playing in that movie or on that stage. So, although astrology seems very complex, it's really not. It will tell you what you're here to work on, or what is taking place with you, for you, in your day-to-day experience, and also on a spiritual level, what you may have worked with in the past, right? This is why we talk about the lunar nodes. South node is what was in the past, what you've worked on in the past. And the north node is what you need to work on now. What is happening right now for you that you need to really take ownership of? Because the south node says you've already done this, but this might feel comfortable to you. And you're like, well, I don't want to do that, north node energy, because south node feels so comfortable. But you didn't come here to keep doing south node. You came here to make a change and do something that your soul needs the experience of, right? So that's how astrology works. So right now we have two planets. We have Saturn, which is the taskmaster. It wants structure. It wants some type of governance over what we're trying to do, right? So let's say you're trying to build a business, or you're embarking on a new endeavor in some way, shape, or form, no matter what it is. Saturn's like, well, that's grand. Let's do that. But before we get started, make a to-do list so we remember everything we have to do. And someone that doesn't like to do a to-do list might go like, I don't need a to-do list. I know everything I need to do, right? And they might forget a key talking point or a key important point. And a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, Saturn pops up and gives the whammy. And then we're like, why did that happen? Why did that happen? And it's because Saturn wanted you to do XYZ and you only did Y and Z. You forgot the X. So Saturn is not happy about that and wants you to do it all over again because you didn't do it right, right? So that's Saturn. Saturn is going to support us to the end, right? Like it wants us in its fullness, but it wants us to have some kind of structure. It wants us to build on a good foundation. And now we have the other key player, which is Neptune. And the planet Neptune is very interesting to me, anyway, because it's like being underwater. It's like being in the sea. It's very flowy. It's very spiritual. It's very mystical oriented. It usually brings spiritual or psychic insight. And so when it moves into Aries, it's taking up a very different signature in Aries because now it's like Neptune water meets fire, fast moving, fast paced energy, right? So it's going to feel a little unsteady or a little bit unstable at first. And because it's happening in 0 degrees, it means we're at the beginning of a new beginning. It is a new dawn, a reset, right? A reset of all of the energies in a way that is looking for us to do something different. It cannot be the same. It has to be something different. And this reset is going to be on a collective level and a personal level. And the collective and the personal are going to intersect with each other. So it will be a very critical turning point for everybody, not just some people, but every single person on the planet. And this is a cycle of 36 years. So for each one of us, something new is beginning, or something new is evolving, or something new will be arriving in some way, shape, or form, right? For me, because I looked at my chart and I could see that this past eclipse on the 17th basically kicked off the closure to the timeline that brought me here to Florida. So by the time I get to the next eclipse on the 3rd, March 3rd, that whole energy, which originated back September 2025, so think about September 2025. We've gone over this a couple times in a couple different gatherings, right? Think about what that time held for you, what you might have gotten going, or what you might have gotten involved in, or something that shifted for you in some way, shape, or form. These energies will be bringing it to a completion in some way. Now, your completion might not be as dramatic as mine, right? There's a move indicated in my chart. And it wants closure. So within the next 3 to 9 months, I might be moving someplace. I mean, the move could also be something like Joe decides he's buying a house in another area of the county he's living in, and then decides that he's going to move all the contents out of this house and he wants to just completely rent it to me, which means I could bring my stuff out of storage and set up home here. That would be kind of like a move in a new way, right? I'm living here, but it would be in a new way. Although it doesn't feel like that, it actually feels like I'm going to be leaving here. I don't know if I'm going to be leaving Florida. Don't know. That's part of what we're going to be talking about, how to know, how to assess, how to determine. Okay. So again, using myself, I know I have this coming. I know there is a reset. I know the reset is on a collective level. That would be Joe, that would be Lasagna, that would be anybody else that I interact with here. And then also on a personal level, which is for me, right? And it will shift my identity and the role that I've played. It will shift the beliefs that I hold about where I am, who I am, what I'm needing to have unfold in my reality, and also my own awareness to what is, right? And it offers the journal prompt, the question, what do I need to do right now? Right? It becomes very personal. What do I need to do right now? And what could I do different to allow more of this energy in so that I'm not holding myself back from my own transformation? Okay. Because this is the point where we're no longer relying on the outer reality. Okay. And because I want to be completely transparent, I want to share something with you in case this helps anybody else out there. But while I was doing my journaling and my inner work, my deep inner work, I had an awareness because, okay, so let me back up a little bit and share from this perspective. The reason we talked about the lunar nodes is because my south node is in Aquarius, which is the collective, it's the all, right? It's like it's everything outside of myself. It's being in service to everybody at every level, yada yada. And the opposite of that is the north node in Leo. Leo is like, it's got to be about me, right? I have to figure out how to make this next phase of my life about me and journey for me. Not needing or thinking that I need anything beyond myself, that I am okay by me, right? And so when I was journaling this, because I've done a lot of work on my North and South nodes just recently over the last probably 2 months, what came up for me was my mom and her idea that, you need somebody stable with a good income and whatever, in order to have a good life, to be stable, to be successful. And that was the storyline that I grew up under. I was not even aware of that. That was embedded in my consciousness until I started doing the South Node, North Node work. And I was like, what the heck? And then it went even deeper. The more I journaled on it, the more I was realizing that the real story that goes with that, which is why she stayed with my father instead of getting a divorce, is and why she would suggest not getting a divorce and just, having a boyfriend on the side or something like that, but staying with somebody who was stable, right? Was that I need someone else in my life to give me stability. I need so, and it's in my chart. It's in my eighth house, right? Other people's income, combined resources. It's probably why I married three times. For the sake and the purpose of stability and to be comfortable living on my own. Well, don't you think it's very interesting how that's all of a sudden become like the greatest awareness in my reality? And I am so ready for a shift where I can get into my own space and I am with myself, right? And enjoying my own space and have my stuff again so that I could set up my art supplies and stuff the way I would like to. And isn't it interesting that at the point that I figure this out is the point where I'll be moving? Think about that. So when you talk to me about your life, your reality, or anything else that's going on, and I am giving you the information that is coming through on what needs to shift or what needs to be done in order to create a better, healthier reality, it's because this is the work that I do for me too. I'm not just offering it to you and then I don't have to do it myself, right? Because we have to do the work in order to get to that next point. But the great thing about this is that I feel right in time with everything that is shifting, but that's because I'm a byproduct of being in the work so deeply, which is why we're still doing these gatherings and why the gatherings are so important at this time. Because if we allow ourselves to go really, really deep and be completely transparent within ourselves and give ourselves permission to really see the nature of who we are, we will understand why we are living the life that we're living, why we're in the situations that we're in, right? And how we could be more in flow with what's presenting in the timelines now, okay? So the energies are very, very personal, even though it's affecting the collective consciousness that's out there. It's very, very personal energy. So we have to take responsibility for the energies that are coming into us. And because of the nature of these energies, we're in builder energy. We're in energy that is like, here's a lump of clay. What can you make with it? Here's this. What could you do with that? What would you like to make with that? Here's money. What would you like to invest that money in? Or whatever it is, right? And for each of us, it's going to be slightly different. But this is where we have to be in flow. And when we're not in flow, we're going to feel like we're in the greatest resistance. We're going to feel like we just can't get our footing. And it's going to be uncomfortable. Because the energy wants us to allow ourselves to just sit and be present and listen and receive and pay attention. And the way that we've been trained, humanity, is to be forward thinking, right? Let me be proactive. Let me be, we see it on the outer, out there, picketing, rioting, activism, all that stuff. The soul doesn't want any of that. I have news for you. It does not want any of that, which is why for years and years and years and years, I've always suggested stop watching the outer reality. Let it crumble. Let it fall down. The energies are going to make it fall down because it's not built on a good foundation. And where we've evolved to with the energies that are coming in from the solar system, what is happening out there can't be supported anyway, right? So, doesn't matter. Don't pick a side. Baseball, don't pick a side. Love every team. Enjoy the game for what it is. There's always going to be a winner and a loser. It doesn't really matter. Just enjoy the game for what it is. But if the Mets and Yankees are playing and you hate the Mets, don't hate on the Mets. Just be like, wow, they played a really great game if they won, right? And you really love the Yankees, like those damn Mets. It's separation. It's a game of separation. It's why we have Republican and Democrat, right? That's all been programmed in. It's all been a broadcasted message on how to play the game, what the narrative is out there, right? And what's going to happen now is many that are in that game that are, in the throes of it, in the thick of it, they're going to find out that none of it is right. That's what they're going to find out, right? Well, all of it is wrong. None of it is right. The thing that they thought was good, that they're standing up for, and I would sell my family member down the river for that because I think it's right. They're going to find out, holy shit, I was wrong, right? And then the people that were like, that's wrong. That's not right. That's wrong. They're going to find out that it was right. Is there a winner? There's never a winner. That's why we can't sit and we can't give it any attention, because it doesn't need our attention. We need our attention. Okay? We need our attention. And so we have to start taking the responsibility right now, because the outer reality is coming down, like it or not. It's coming down. We don't want to watch it. We don't need to feed it. We don't need the energy there. We need the energy and focus right here. Okay? Neptune is going to make it very flowy. It wants to soften identities. It wants to soften your identity, my identity, which is one of the reasons why in the past I've mentioned, I don't know where this community is going, because my identity here is not what I feel anymore. It's not the identity that started out this community how many years ago? 5, 6 years ago. It's just not. And that energy doesn't really support it anymore, right? It's going to support it through this year. But even take yesterday. I wanted to do the class last night. Wasn't happening. There was no supportive energy for the class. Okay. I probably could have done the class, but it the stuff that needed to come through, the way it needed to come through, would not have come through, because I did not feel supported. I didn't feel excited. I didn't feel like I would have made sense or made, created support in any way, shape, or form. So I knew it had to wait. It had to wait another day. And I was glad it did, because today the energy is just built into this, right? So Neptune is flowy. It wants the identities to go away. Go away. None of that matters. Doesn't matter who you think you are. The soul laughs at that, because the soul's like, I'm here to learn. It's just an experience. But people, they get too in their head about it. And then they want to champion the point. And what are they doing with that? It's all outward focused, resistance oriented, that very reactive energy. You're not going to tune to the bigger picture. You're not going to tune to what the soul is asking for when we're reactive, when we're out there, somewhere out there, right? It's not going to happen. So Neptune, which is the planet of illusion, and it's flowy and it likes the mysticism, and sometimes it gives us rose-colored glasses, right? In Pisces, where it's been for the last, I don't know, 165 years. It really put on the rose-colored glasses for everybody, right? And everybody was under illusion. Guess what? It moved into Aries. No more illusion. We're at 0 degrees. You're going to see everything. You're going to see the good, the bad, the ugly. Neptune is taking the rose-colored glasses off, because it's 0 degrees. We're starting over. We're in a new energy, a higher energy. So it's going to blur everything out. It's going to soften the ego, and it's going to soften the lines that have been drawn in the sand. Okay. Is this going to happen right away? No, but it's going to happen over the next couple of months. We're going to see this. It's going to be very, very in our face. We're not going to be able to not see it. Saturn with Neptune is wants us to build the life we desire, because Neptune is the dreamer. It's very dreamy, right? Now that it's in Aries, Aries is like, it's go time. It's go time, right? Aries is electric. It's energy. It's very stimulated, right? It's very fiery. It's let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it, right? And Saturn's like, wait, slow down just a little bit. Wow. That to-do list, very important. Let's get that set, right? We want to make sure we get that structured the right way. So Aries is about the self, right? Courage. It's a go-getter energy. It's the spark of life. It's creation energy. It's the I am energy. We've actually entered the I am energy. And it has Saturn and Neptune in it. It wants us to be more, right? So Saturn is asking us to be responsible with ourselves, no more handing ourselves over to somebody else's agenda, right? And be present for ourselves. See the agenda. Does that fit in anymore? Can you be more authentic to who you are and stand in integrity? Say no if it really doesn't align, and yes if it does, right? We want to be completely transparent here. So this requires acting from alignment, not acting from a reactionary point of view or perspective, right? We see somebody do something out there and it pokes us in a way, and what we don't want to be reactive to what is happening, good or bad, right? Not that reactive that goes, no, that's wrong, I don't stand for that. And not the reactive that goes, yeah, that's right, I want more of that. We don't want any of that. We don't want it. We don't want it good or bad, right? We don't want it because it's not about the self. Now we have to be focused on the self. So it would be talking to people. You're talking to somebody, or you have an important conversation coming up with somebody. And the energy now says how you come into that conversation is what's going to be reflected right back at you. If you come in with anger to that conversation, it is coming right back at you. If you come in with malice, it's coming right back at you. Right? It's almost like karma, but not karma, because we're like at the end. I mean, like, this is really the finale for the karma. But how you're responding in kindness, and if it's big, the bigger the action, the bigger the slapback, right? Some of us already have experienced this, wanting somebody to be there for us in a way that we need them to be there, and the energy just isn't there to support us. That individual can't do it for whatever reason. Bless them. Love them anyway. Their journey is different than your journey. It's important to step back, pause yourself, take a breath, and look and say, am I conscious or unconscious? Am I operating in a responsive way or a reactive way? This is all old work. We've done this years and years and years in the past, right? Saturn is saying no more unconsciousness. It will not allow for it. It will not stand for it in any way, shape, or form. Okay. Our actions have to be aligned on a soul level. Very important. Okay. Neptune, the planet of illusion, the planet of flowy, dreamy, everything. It's going to amplify our dream state, which for me, it's already doing that. It's crazy. But like sometimes I'll wake up from a dream and I can't tell, is this the reality or is that the reality? It's become that intensified, right? It's going to happen for all of us. But Neptune is dissolving the old patterns and the old illusions. And when the old patterns and illusions dissolve, we get awakening. We get consciousness. We get more conscious in our thoughts and our actions and our behaviors, right? There's more focus on our own inner evolution. All right. And with Aries, it can feel like we're outgrowing a version of ourselves that we're no longer aligned with, because Aries equals identity. Aries is about the self. Okay, now this could bring about the feeling of uncertainty, but that's okay because uncertainty is also about freedom and it's about rebirth. Okay, and the important part here to remember when we feel uncertain, our greatest growth, our greatest level up is going to come when we feel uncertain. My biggest growth, my greatest jumps forward, timeline jumps, whatever you want to call them, has always happened when I had no idea what was coming, where I was going, right? Like now. I know I have a move presenting, all the insights are there, right? I had a thought a week ago that I should go to the dealership and see if I could trade in my car. What would I get from it? Can I lower my monthly payment? My car is like 5 years old, but it only has 27,000 miles on it. Should I trade it in? Whatever. And the minute I had that thought, it was like everything was lighting up, and I kept getting notice after notice after notice from the dealership going, "Hey, we want to buy your car. Do you want to do a trade-in? Stop by at any time. Give us this code. We'll be happy to talk to you about a trade-in on your vehicle." And I was just like, "Wow, that's amazing, right?" But that's showing up as alignment. So our greatest jump forward is going to be when there is uncertainty. How do we get to the next point? I don't know. How am I getting, how, where am I going with my move? I don't know. Isn't it kind of exciting though to think about that? I don't know where the heck I'm going, but I know I've got a move coming. And, is it, could it be stressful? It could be stressful if I let myself play out that version of this timeline and experience, or I could hold it through the eyes of joy and the eyes of excitement and look at it and go like, this is the universe moving me. I'm ready for a different version of my big girl pants, right? Like I have something else that the universe is calling me to. I don't know what it is. Maybe there'll be horses involved. I don't know. Right? They've been showing up again. And so, we have to look at it in a new way and not be fearful of it. And sometimes that's hard, especially if we feel like everything is either stopping. Right? I've had that. Some days it feels that way, like everything has just stopped. Everything is kind of shut down. And it's just me. And I'm sitting here going like, okay, I wonder what's next. I wonder what's next. The universe is like, oh, go outside and play. Pick up your paintbrush and do some art, do some drawing, do this, do that, right? And I'm like, but I don't want to do that. I want to sit down and figure out what's going on. And the universe is like, why? Well, I don't know, universe. It's because I feel uncomfortable because everything feels uncertain. And the universe is like, but why? And then I think, oh, because I'm too focused on the uncertainty instead of being playful. And if I'd call in more of the playfulness by doing art and putting myself in that focus, it would feel more freeing, like freedom and play and excitement. But if I'm focused on uncertainty and fear, it's going to feel fearful and it's going to feel uncertain. So this is where we have to make a decision. How do we want to interact with these energies? Because they're coming whether we like them or not. And it's asking us to shift in some way, like it or not. And it's up to us to let go and be in free fall, right? It's like that saying that says, if I let go, what if I can't fly? But what if you can? Right? How do you know until you've let go? Again, it's the defense mechanism of the ego not wanting to let us move forward, because the fear is if the ego lets go and it gets forgotten, it's because we've shifted to our soul, which is our more natural, authentic state of being. And the ego was only a fail-safe mechanism to keep us in the game. And that game is now coming to an end, right? So this is where we have to look at what is taking place for us and say, okay, so if this is about me and this is about my rebirth and this is about my my freedom. What could I do that's going to make me feel more free? What can I do that's going to make me feel more renewed? To be honest with you, for me, it was coming here and living at Joe's house and taking care of the peacocks and the chickens and having the time here and interacting with lasagna and just everything about being here and the connection that I have with Joe and everything. It was great. I don't think I've ever felt this much freedom. And was it easy? No, because in the beginning, like with anything else, I had to let go of the lot of judgment, right? I mean, I had judgment from my ex-husband, Pete, who was my last husband and who was the person that I was with when I transitioned out of my corporate job into this work full time. And he hated it because I was home every day. Right. And that I was not that I was home every day because I had an office that I went to, but I wasn't in the corporate world anymore. And I wasn't working 12-hour days. And he couldn't sit around and drink anymore. Right. So it made him angry and it made him frustrated. I didn't know that. I had no idea he had an alcohol problem. But I felt free until I started feeling guilty. And then the guilt shut down that sense of freedom. And so then because of the programming that I feel the need to partner with another, regardless of whether it's a friendship or a relationship or whatever, of course, when the house opportunity came up with Beth, it seemed like the natural thing to do because then there again was the fail-safe mechanism instead of living on my own. But I was playing out South Node energy. I was playing through my mom's belief system that was imposed on me, a generational imprint. My grandmother had the same thing too, and my aunt, same thing, right? So these systems have to collapse because they're not built on integrity. They don't have what it takes anymore to be sustainable. So society, all of it, in every faction, right? Every paradigm, medical, school, government, everything is going to be reorganized in some way, shape, or form. Right? So, what is it going to take? I don't know. For some people, it's going to take, really getting punched in the head, right? Before they wake up and see the what they're buying into or what they're subscribing to isn't the way, right? Like what's happening in New York with the new, I think he's the mayor, Mamdani or something like that. Well, the people are realizing that what he was standing for and what they were buying into is not what they want. It sounded great in theory, but now that he's actually putting it in place, it's failing miserable and it's backfiring because he was like, I'm never going to raise taxes. And now the first thing on the board is like, we have to get the money down so everybody's going to pay higher taxes. Right. So sometimes the grass looks greener on the other side, but that's the illusion of that Neptunian rose-colored glasses. He was elected in on the end of Pisces at 29 degrees Pisces when Neptune was still, and this is only a couple weeks ago, right? The energies have transitioned that much that we're now at 0 degrees in Aries in a completely new sign. And this completely new sign of 0 degrees Aries is not having any of Mamdani's, lunacy, right? So it's interesting when you do know the energetics of the planets and everything else, and you watch the shifts occur, and then you see something that's like, ugh, but it's gonna collapse. So, why bother watching it, right? That's my point, is like it the people that thought this was great are now finding out it's not great, and the people that thought it was horrible are finding out that it's even more horrible than they thought it was. And so, it's like you have to say, is there a win here? No, just don't watch. Don't pay attention to it. Really fill yourself, feed your light, right? This is where we want to go. Feed the light within. Because it's like I explained at the beginning of our talk. When we do that, It gets kind of magical. I mean, not that you would want a scorpion showing up in your kitchen sink. I'm not saying that you would, right? But I don't know. I never thought I would see a scorpion in the kitchen sink or on the floor in the bathroom. So I've had two show up so far. I've told the universe two is enough. Thank you very much. I don't need to see any more. That's quite all right. You know, when I first moved in, the year of the snake, right? What did I see in the front of the house coming past the window? Two snakes. They were both green. It was like the go light, right? Two green rat snakes going past the house. And I remember back at that time, Holly and I trading pictures going, is this a rat snake? What is this? Is it, you know, Joe was in the academy. I couldn't bombard him with that stuff. I didn't know anybody here, you know, and I'm going on Google looking up the different kinds of snakes, right? But here I am coming to a close on the year of the snake, going into the year of fire horse. And what do I see? A black rat snake go whoop past me, right? Like, we're done. It's in the past. We're finished here. We're completed. And I posted that to my stories. If you haven't seen it, you can go check it out there. But it was like, at one point, you see the snake turn back, actually look back at me, and then it keeps going. And I'm like, you know, there's a lot of magic in the universe. I can't make this shit up, but it is what it is, right? And when we are willing to play in the magic of the universe, stuff just shows up for us. And it could be super, super magical. But we have to believe in that magic. Now, again, I'm not suggesting everybody should encourage the magic of a scorpion in your sink, but there's great purpose for it showing up and closing out the cycle, right? As it started my cycle here in the bathroom, now closes it in the sink. Both water elements, bathroom represents water, sink represents water, scorpion is a water element, right? Coming here, not so much emotional alignment as I was moving away from a very intense and angry type of living situation, you know? And then coming here, scorpion water element shows up, and now leaving, rebirth, freedom, happy, joy. You know, more conscious, right? And the scorpion kind of closes things out and wraps that up. So it's up to us to call in all of this energy that we want for our awakening. So the more we can tune out that noise and not participate, the better we will be at our experience, right? So this restructure of the outer reality that does not need our interaction in any way will be along the lines of, you know, no more blindly following anything, right? Nothing. Even if it's a cause that looks like a good cause. I stopped years and years ago. Now, my father was a diabetic, but I stopped years and years ago giving to the diabetes organization because when I worked at the hospital, I had really come to understand that all of those organizations are all garbage. And very little of the money, if any of it, goes to research, like none of it, right? So I stopped giving to it. So it's just a matter of time before everything about all of those organizations come to light in the surface of it, right? Could I be angry at the times for when I did? No, I don't really care. It's how I played the game back then. You know, so I heard something so profoundly powerful the other day, and it was this military guy talking to one of these spiritual speakers, which was interesting to begin with because you had two different, you know, factions of, like, you know, consciousness there. But he said, you know, he said he's, and this is the military guy talking to the spiritual guy about, because the conversation was about how to move away from the past and really root into the presence of the now, right? And you know, sometimes people send me stuff and they're like, hey, could you listen to this? What do you think of this? Does this align or whatever? Because I kind of like this guy and what I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll watch it when I can, you know, when I can give it a minute. And so I was listening the military guy, so profound. I was like, whoa, that was mind blowing. He said, do you understand? He's saying this to the spiritual guy. Do you understand the difference in the size between your windshield on your vehicle and your rearview mirror? You only occasionally need to look in the past just to check your bearings to make sure that you are heading in the right direction going forward. And I thought, that is such a great analogy, because we don't want to look in the rearview mirror. We don't want to go to the past. It has no benefit for us. There's nothing there. It can't offer us anything, right? So every time you get in your car to go somewhere and you look at that rearview mirror, think to yourself, like, you know, this is how I should be looking at my past. I'm not sitting staring at the rearview mirror, because certainly I would have an accident if I'm not paying attention to the road, right? So, what a great way to look at staying focused on the present, right? Using our windshield and not that rearview mirror, because it has absolutely zero value. So, this time period that we're in is also requiring the authenticity and transparency and integrity of our soul. Right? Letting the soul in, because we've been run by the ego for so long. It supports bringing in and anchoring in a new identity. The idea is to really find out who we are at the deepest level, right? I had no idea I held on to that idea that I needed someone else's money or someone else's energy or someone else's anything in order to feel supported, in order to feel safe. You know what that transpires to? That transpires to lack. That's a lack program, when we need something outside of ourselves in order to feel good about ourselves, right? How many times have we stayed in a relationship that we should not have been in, but it felt safer to stay in the relationship than it did to leave the relationship, because we didn't trust ourselves enough, right? So this is where we choose being present and conscious and make that decision so strongly not to go unconscious again and not to forget ourselves in the scheme of things. If something does not feel good, do not do it. If something doesn't feel aligned, do not say yes. Because when we say yes and we put ourselves in position with something that's not aligned, that's when something can go wrong. That's when we can have a fight with someone, or we can get into an accident, or somebody could. We could lose our wallet or things like that, right? We want to always make sure we're coming from a conscious place. And if at some point we're too confused and don't know, then pull over to the side of the road if you're driving, or have a seat if you're home, and close your eyes and just breathe into your heart space and be like, okay, let me bring myself back to center. And now let me ask myself all over again, does this feel aligned? Because if it doesn't, don't do it. If it does, let yourself experience it and then make the assessment. Is this for me? Is it not for me? How is this feeling? But it's very important. I can't stress this enough with these energies, right? We don't want to be on the wrong side of these energies. That would not be a good thing, okay? Anchoring the new identity might feel hard. The minute we choose ourselves, our soul, the essence of who we are, things have to collapse around us in order for us to line up with what is meant for us. So it might feel like things are falling apart. People are moving away from us. Let them. Because what's going to happen is it's like what I say all the time. Hey, if you have somebody standing in the doorway, nobody is coming in. Nobody new is coming in to bring you a new experience, a new energy, or anything, right? Now is the time for new collaborations. I mean, it's so palpable and so on point. I don't know, it was like a week ago. Arlene was saying to me, hey, you know, I was thinking maybe you could come on to my podcast and talk about your art. And how that's evolving all of a sudden for you, right? Well, there's a collaboration. Did I have to go search that? No, because it was something that came to her and it felt aligned, right? Today, Loretta gets a notification from this cafe that she's got her artwork hanging in as like a solo show. So we give you a round of applause for that. So happy for you. And she gets this notification from the cafe that says there's an expose being done on this point in Northport where she lives. There's a chalk writing on the sidewalk that says, still in love, right? And it's just somebody keeps renewing it. It could be like a bazillion people doing it because it would be a fun thing to do. But Loretta created a painting around it, a beautiful piece of artwork, right? And the cafe or somebody told the people that are put this expose together on this particular point in Northport. And now they reached out to her and said, hey, when are you going to be available? We'd love to interview you about your painting. Right? Did Loretta go out and in search of that? No, Loretta was minding her own business, activating her authenticity by sitting in her studio and painting, right? Maintaining her in integrity and in what she does and who she is. And so it doesn't require us to go out and find things. Things can come to us. We don't ever have to go in search of something. It will come to us. Right? People say to me all the time, you never leave the house. Why don't you ever go out or leave the house? I'm like, why? I love it here. Where am I going to go that I would love it as much as I love it right here? Nobody bothers me. I could come and go. I could hang with the chickens. I was just in there today. They absolutely were joy-filled that I bought them in some treats. I went to sit with lasagna under the pole barn and I had the peacocks honking at me because they were like, don't forget about us, right? They wanted some treats. Don't forget about us. Why would I want to go anywhere else? It's great. It's great to be here. Tamara?
Yes, you know how long I've been looking for an advocate to help me, and not one person was willing to help. So I don't know, I reached out to some random organization last week, and they got back to me. In one day, this lady has done so much for me. Her son was killed where my son is by the deputies,
Okay.
and they covered it up. The coroner's office, she uncovered everything. But they did, they covered it up. They said he committed suicide. He didn't. And all the things that were happening to my son, when I saw him in court putting his head down, they were her son did that. They were told, her son was told not to look at her. Anytime she went there, they said that he didn't want to see her. The same thing that was happening to me. I found like it's awakening. I just got awakened to all this information in one day. She put the jail on warning that they're being watched. She said nobody's gonna touch him now. So,
That's how it happens. Sometimes something will just fall into your lap and it's meant to be, right?
yeah, they're like such kind people. They have an advocate, they have a support group, but they've been trying to stop what's going on in there for years. They're working on it. But all the things that she told me that were happening to her son happened to Kenny.
So let me ask you a question. Not that I want to be personal with you, but did you have to pay her anything?
No, she's very poor.
Well, what have I been saying all along, right?
Yes.
You were putting your trust in the lawyers and using finances to move that, and nothing was happening because you're not going to fix the system feeding the system.
No.
Right? You're not going to fix this system by feeding the system. So I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes,
But
and she
you
said they have lawyers with her organization. She's going to tell
will.
them what's happening with my lawyer and see what they can do about it.
Yeah, but you've also done a lot deeper work the last, what, 2 weeks? Like really just shifted yourself even the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
So that brought this in for you.
Yes.
It's lining you up with this new collaboration.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And such kind people.
Good.
I was so grateful that, and anytime she says she's going to call, she calls me right back. In like the past 2 days, I've spoken to her like 6 times already.
That's great.
Yeah, she said the Inspector General's office is not going to do anything for a parent. Only an agency that watches, they know that they're watching them.
Well, that goes to my what I was talking about, saying, the old systems have to collapse. This is probably going to help that jail system have some kind of reform.
Yeah, she said that's what they're trying to do, shut them down.
Yeah, good. I'm really happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah, good. Very good. We'll all hold that in our prayers and hold space for that. Yeah, very
Thank you.
good. Yep. And so again, sometimes when things feel really, really hard and it feels like everything is falling apart, it allows these new collaborations, these new connections to come in and can resolve outdated obligations that are no longer working, like the, in your case, to marry the attorney that was working for you. Right. And so this requires what feels true now. Does this, and this is general, not talking about Tamara's timeline, but does this feel true for me right now? That's a great question to ask. Does this feel true for me right now? Okay. We're in a new 36-year cycle of rebirth right now with Saturn and Neptune. Okay. Now, we have another transit taking place, and that is between Mars and Uranus, right? Mars is fiery, it wants action, it's done waiting, it doesn't have patience. And so, wherever Mars might be in your chart, in your astrological chart, your birth chart, that might be an area of your life where you don't have patience because Mars wants it done now, right? It's like very pushy energy. And it's with Uranus making a square. When there's a square, we've talked about this in the past, it's like two people standing back to back, both have their arms crossed, and neither one is budging. I'm not going, I'm not, nope, no, I'm not giving in. Nope. And the other says, I'm not giving in. Well, you have to give in because I'm not giving in. Well, I'm not giving in. You give in, right? And you have that kind of an argument taking place. That's going to happen on the 27th. So if you've been noticing some tension in your relationships, this is why, because Mars and Uranus is like the trickster. It's the great awakener, but it can also be very tricky. When Uranus is being activated, it's like expect the unexpected. Sometimes it's unexpected good things that show up. Sometimes it's unexpected bad things that show up, right? It wakes up the sleeping or dormant part of our soul. And so this particular joint venture between Mars and Uranus are going to rattle our routines. And I'm seeing that already because Joe worked too much overtime. He had too much time under his belt at work. And so normally he's only off Monday and Tuesday, but this past week he's been home for over a week. So that impacted my regular routine, my day-to-day routine. Then Lasagna pulled a muscle in his hind end, so He can't go up and sleep up by Joe. He has to sleep down by me, which means that he wakes me up every morning. So, if he has to go out to the bathroom or something like that. And now, because he's tender in his hind end, I try to be mindful so he goes out on a more regular basis because he's very tight back there. So this energy disrupts routines, it disrupts patterns. It feels very restless in nature. And I can tell you that I feel it building up to the 27th. We're not even there yet, but I'm feeling it in my field as things here have shifted, the routine has shifted, right? And so Joe is working today and tomorrow, and then he'll be home again Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So again, routines change. What does it require? It requires us to be in flow, right? It requires us to just stay in flow, be okay with what is presenting, even if it feels uncomfortable, right? And it might feel very fast and strong, like pressure, a lot of pressure, right? The energy is coming in, feeling like an intense amount of pressure. That's what this transit is. So, some transits, sometimes, excuse me, sometimes the planetary shifts. We will feel some of them more than we feel others, and it depends on how they are in our astrological chart. Okay, but sometimes we will feel them more than we will feel something else. Some of us will not feel the Saturn Neptune as much as we'll feel the Mars Uranus, and some of us will feel the Mars Uranus and not feel vice versa. Okay, Mars is our will, it's our passion. Instinct, and it fights for what matters most. Okay, so Mars is very fiery, it's very edgy, it's very fast forward. Uranus is the awakener, it's innovation, revelation, very fast movement, right? So it wants things done, it wants awakening fast. Happen now. It wants to innovate old ways, old patterns, old routines. One interesting thing is that has to change is AI technology, because Holly and I were sharing some things back and forth where there are people out there like this one woman who has a business as a, I think she's, I don't know if she's a knitter or a crocheter, but she makes the most amazing things. I have a couple of her patterns. I want to sit down at some point and start crocheting again. But she does the granny squares from like the 70s, and she does like the little hood thing with the tie, and it's so cute. And apparently, some Asian companies or something like that have stolen her patterns. They put them on their website and advertise them that they have these patterns for sale on like Facebook, I guess, Marketplace or something like that. And so people are going there thinking that she's selling them on Facebook, but it's not her, and they pay the money and they never get the pattern. And then Holly sent me something else about somebody else that is having this exact same thing. She makes wallets, right? These really cute wallets. And somebody stole her, I guess, her posts and her pictures and everything else. And they're posting and advertising that these are for sale, but people are not getting the product because it's a scam. They just have the pictures up there. I've seen it with some people that make rings out of antlers and stuff like that. So it's a real big problem, right? This is the type of thing that Uranus would want to resolve, right? This is the type of thing that we've been under the Piscean illusion of Neptune that now Aries will not stand for. Okay, so this shift has to come. So this is going to allow for meeting through friction, right? Where there's forceful liberation. We have to turn on the light switch, right? It's going to happen whether we like it or not. And if we have been in the dark about something, and all of us are in the dark about something, okay? I do not profess to know everything. I will never do that. We're all in the dark to something. So there will be a forceful liberation through this action of Mars and Uranus. And there will be a sudden shift, a sudden wake up, a sudden coming to light, right? And there may feel like an urge to break free from something. I have to go. I have to leave. In a way, I kind of feel that here. And I've been feeling it for the last 2 months very strongly, and then realized it's time for a move. And you could feel it, right? I have to go. I have to leave. Something is pushing that. There's a craving for independence. You might be feeling that craving for independence. The old ways just don't work anymore. We need to be out and doing something different, right? So a good question to ask yourself is, what do I desire right now? How do I get that? What do I need to do? Do I have to put a to-do list together? Do I have to be more proactive? If I'm passive and I'm a procrastinator, then I'm in fear. Maybe I need to look at that, and I need to acknowledge that I hold a lot of fear to doing new things or experiencing myself in new ways, right? These are all good journal prompts to do. Okay. So the energy will carry it forward unless we resist it. So if we're in flow with everything that is presenting and we're not trying to stop what is happening and shift it or fight a good cause or something like that, we'll be in flow with the energies and what's presenting. If we try to resist, we're going to be in the wrong energy. We're not going to be in alignment. Okay. This is the type of energy that ends stagnation and deadlocks. So what is not moving forward is gonna finally move forward because Mars and Uranus are not having any of it. They're not gonna allow stuff to fester, right? It's not gonna be another 10 years of elevated taxes or anything else, right? This is where it all starts to crumble and become transparent in itself, all right? This is also not a time for impulsive decisions. So, like with me, I know I have a move coming. Guess what? I'm never, ever, ever going to be out there looking for the place I've got to go to. Never going to look for that place, ever. Nope. So if you contact me after I'm done with this class tonight, and tomorrow I get an email from you and you say to me, "So where are you planning on moving?" You're going to get an, I don't know. I don't know. The universe hasn't told me yet. I don't know. All it's telling me is there is a move coming, but I don't know where that is. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know. But isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? I'm up for it. I'm here for it. Whatever it's going to be, right? Some kind of change. I keep putting it out to the universe. Just put a horse in it in some way. Right? Put a horse in it in some way. Just give me a horse. So we'll see. I don't know. It's kind of exciting. And it makes sense to me that I would feel like moving because, like I said, I don't really, I mean, I go to town once a week to the grocery store, right? But other times I don't really venture out too much. And sometimes I might go the other way instead of going. I don't want to say it's the back way, but it kind of is. It's not the highway, and it's literally one lane each way, right? So it's big trucks on that road, and it's mostly 55, but the hillbillies around here like to do 70 because they don't know how to do 55. So it's not comfortable because there's no shoulder. There's not a shoulder. Like if you accidentally go a couple inches over, you're going to be in a ditch. You're going to be in a ditch. Okay. So it's not entirely comfortable, but I've gotten used to driving it. And, even if the cows are out and it's a beautiful day, you really just want to focus on the road and not focus anywhere else because, you're up against sometimes these guys in trucks that want to do 70. So about 2 weeks ago, for the, I went to the grocery store and I went the back way and I was freaking blown out of my socks. They had cleared so much land. I mean, hundreds of acres of land, hundreds and hundreds of acres of land. And I was like, holy crap, what are they doing? And then Joe told me that they are planning to extend the, they call it a parkway for access to Tampa to get to the airport, which means that anybody that lives in Crystal River, it'll probably take them like an hour and 20 minutes to get to the airport. Maybe it'll be shorter. I don't know, because you won't have to go all the way down and then turn down this road and go down this scenic road and go here and then get on the parkway, because that's how it is here, right? So this will be right direct. But guess what, guys? It's going to be right in our backyard. Like it's right down the road from me, right at the end of North Citrus down here, which is probably about 15 minutes from me here. And then I was talking to the girls at the nail salon and I was saying, did you see all that land that was cleared? And she said, yes. Yeah. She said, I think they're building a residential community back there. And I thought to myself, we need more houses. Like that's what happened on Long Island. And it's over the top and it's crazy because how many people could you squeeze into one little area? But I'm thinking like Crystal River is such a highly sought after place to live that will not be highly sought after this because they're taking the essence of the beauty of the natural. I mean, I'm surrounded by farm and cows and everything else, right? And so, and then three is the charm, because then the neighbor next door sends a text to me with a link to sign a petition because 5 minutes up the road, they want to build an asphalt plant. So I thought to myself, isn't it funny how my move is coinciding with all of this nonsense, this high-level drama that I don't need to be present for because I've done that part of life before and I don't really need to be involved in it at this level right now. I don't feel like, so I just thought, like, fascinating, isn't it, that the universe might be just plucking me right out of here. In the nick of time as this is all unfolding. But very interesting to see all of it and to just be an observer to it, which is what I'm asking you all to do. Just be the observer to what is. It doesn't need our engagement with it in any way, shape, or form. Okay. It just needs us to be present so that a shift can happen. The more present we are, the better the shift can be. So it's not a time for impulsive decisions because if we're making a decision, we're making it from our head. But if we're in vibrational alignment, we're in our heart. If we're in vibrational alignment, we're calling in the destiny point, right? North node destiny, north node. Destiny, where we need to line up with, not where we've been, that's south node, north node destiny. We want to line up with destiny because we're in a time of destiny. We've talked about that in past classes. So we have to stay present. We need to, if we're feeling uncomfortable, we need to pause, take a breath, sit. If we can close our eyes, close our eyes, drop into our heart space, and just breathe. From that point, and don't come out of that place until you feel aligned. Okay. I do so much work in the heart space. I do so much journaling. Now I do something called creative journaling, but that's a whole nother talk. That I'm centered from within myself, right? So it gives us an opportunity to shift because we want to be present for the new groups that are coming into our life, the new people, the new collaborations, the new partnerships, whatever that's going to be. And the separation that we've been under is going to slowly dissolve, and it will not be able to be sustained anymore. It just won't, right? The soul now wants to use its authentic voice, and not have the influence of the mind because it wants to come from its true self. And the true self is the heart center because everything is gateway energy now. And the gateway is the heart. There is no portal. Portal, anybody using the word portal, run away. There is no such thing. It's all the gateway of the heart, right? Uranus is electrical, it's lightning, it's fast. We have to take a breath and pause. Because if we don't, it's going to run away with us, or we're going to run away with it, right? Because it feels fast. And sometimes that fast energy has us thinking we have to go fast to keep up. We don't. It's reorganizing the cellular structure of the body, which is what happened to me this morning. Last night, when I had that moment where I flashed on the thing with Beth and it released in my back, that pain point is completely gone. I mean, I was getting to the point where I thought, like, what the heck? Am I going to have to go to the chiropractor and have an adjustment or go to a doctor or something like that? Like, I've never not been able to clear something from my body. But it was so specific. It needed me to give it love and appreciation for everything that I received in exchange. From my body's perspective, it felt like this turbulence, going rrr, rrr. But from the point of liberation, it's like, yeah, okay, maybe I wasn't clear. I wasn't aware that I was still holding some distorted energy and needed to just release it so that now I have no pain. And I can see, love really is the answer, right? Going from that place of forgiveness, by forgiveness, some of you might need to think about this, right? If I have forgiveness for anybody that has done me wrong, go back to Ho'oponopono, right? When we did the prayer, go back and read it 1,000 times. My ancestors did something wrong to you. Now you're doing something wrong to me. In exchange, I'm going to forgive that so that I can move on from it. And we can both heal. N nothing is ever one-sided. If somebody is not doing the right thing by you, look at yourself. See what it is that you're bringing to the table. Where do you need to work on you? Do you need more forgiveness? Do you need more love? Do you need more compassion? And it's not just with somebody else, but that love, forgiveness, and compassion might be for you. Right? Self-worth. That's huge. That is a huge soul correction that we come in with, self-worth issues. And that spills over into every facet of our life. Every facet. So we have to release what feels draining to us. Take the marionette strings off because they want to come off now, and let ourselves be liberated to the point that it does not matter. Nothing in the past matters. And if you're angry with someone, go to your mirror, stand in front of your mirror, and ask yourself why you're angry at yourself. Because that person that you're angry with is a reflection of you. It's your soul essence showing up in a very loving and kind angelic way to help you correct something within you. It's not anybody else outside of you. That's old work. We've done that for years. So if there's something that is holding you back, look at yourself and see. Every time I get on the phone with so and so, they're so nasty to me. They're so mean to me. Oh, maybe you need to look at why you're angry. Maybe you need to look at your perspective. Are you getting on the phone with the idea that you're ready for a fight? Because every time you've talked to them, there's been a fight. Are you holding anger at a situation because you just can't resolve the situation so that anger spills over to everybody and everything? Right? It's in every facet of everything that we do. If something were to happen here and I would get mad at Joe, I would never talk to Joe about why I was mad at him. The first thing I'm going to do is look in the mirror and go to me, okay, like, what is wrong? Why are you mad at you? Like, what is happening here? Because he's just showing up as a reflection, mirroring back to you where you are out of alignment. So, what is it? What's going on with you? Right? Somebody shows up. They're less than kind, less than stellar. They never act like that. You expect them to be loving and supportive. Maybe you're not being supportive and loving to yourself at the situation that you're in. Maybe you need to be a little more loving and supportive to yourself, right? I could do that with my artwork. I could paint something, draw something that could be the greatest thing. Everybody's liking it, loving it. I mean, and I just can't see it in myself. When I can't see it in myself, it shuts everything down. It stops the flow of everything. It stops the flow of likes on the painting, it stops the follows on Instagram, it stops everything. And then I have to look at that as a response, because it's a response to where I'm not in vibrational alignment and go, oh, I need to get into vibrational alignment. And then I start loving myself again, greatest artist in the world, greatest paintings ever. And then boom. The likes are out of control. The follows are out of control. Everything is a reflection back to us at where we are and how we're doing. Everything. Okay. So forgiveness resolves pain. Pain and suffering was the karmic cycle we entered through. When we entered into this body, we took a vow, really, to hold pain and suffering because it was given to us as our birthright ancestrally. It's not our truth, okay? Everybody that is in our reality, I don't care who it is, right down to the dog, the cat. The scorpion that was in my sink, the snake that passed me by, everything is a reflection of us. Start telling yourself that every day, reflection of us, reflection of me, it's all me, it's all me, it's all me, right? And then work with that energy. If you don't feel like you're in harmony, that's where the work is. And if you don't like to journal, tough boogers. I don't care. Get the pen, get the book, start writing, because nothing moves the energy faster than writing. Nothing. Okay. You could be at your in your head about something, and if you're not talking about it, you're festering. It's cycling, and that cycling is going to present in every single person. You run into 10 people, it's coming back at you. And then you're going to look and go like, I don't understand. That was such a weird encounter that I just had. That person's usually really nice, and I felt like they were very passive aggressive. It's you. It's us. We're holding it. We're holding that energy. It's all us. And the faster we start to understand that, the faster we can clear it and we can come into better vibrational alignment. Okay. So before we go, because I think I'm going to end here, does anybody have any questions? Healing is an inside job. It's all us. If you have an ache or a pain or a blip or anything in your body, it's because you're holding something in your body that your body is not liking. On an emotional level, your body is holding on to something, and it could be very unconscious. You don't even realize it until you surrender and you say, I surrender, universe, show me, show me. But you might not get shown on the first request, right? Because it depends on your connection to your universe, your connection to the divine, your connection to source, your connection to God, your connection to the creator. What is that like? Are you formulating a connection? I know some of you are, but are you forming a connection? If you're not talking to the creator every day, to the divine, to the source, to God, to the universe, whatever you want to call it, every day, you don't have a connection. It's as plain as that. You have to talk every day. I'm in communion every day, all day. You want to resolve something? That's your source, right? You will always know. I always ask, show me the path forward. Show me the path forward. Show me my alignment. Show me what that looks like. Show me why I have that pain in my back. Show me. I can't take the pain anymore. I want to resolve it. I am in complete surrender to it. I will die for that pain. I am in so much surrender right now. And you'll see. You'll get shown. Joanne.
Just want to say thank you for that. That was pretty deep for me because I have these hip issues, and it's been really bad lately. And I don't want to have, if I have surgery, they say I'm at risk for infection. So I'm going to do what you just said to me. I'm going to do it every day.
And if you're not, and if it's not working for you, do a session with me and we'll fine-tune it. We'll tweak it
Okay.
and have you go even deeper than you thought you could go before.
Okay.
Right? We don't have to be our own hero either. Okay?
Okay.
Sometimes it's not enough and we have to do a little more, and that's okay. We have to be okay with that.
And
Right?
you had said something in the last class that you've probably said a million times before, but it just kind of struck me how living, oh God, I just forgot. My mind just went blank. Living in the past, living in the future. If you're living in what was that about the unconscious again? You said you're never going to figure out, or your unconscious will never be figured out unless you live in the present.
If yeah, you have to, if you're not present,
Right.
then you're in your unconscious, right? If we're not conscious, if we're not present, if we're not, and let me just say this because I get this all the time from people, right? Being conscious takes work. Right? My conscious people out there, shake your heads. Yes. Some of you I know are like me, very conscious, practice consciousness all the time, right? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to be conscious when somebody is coming at you or doing something or saying something or a driver's on the road or somebody at the grocery store, something like that. It takes a lot of work to just be like, I love you. I love you. Because that's a reflection of me. And thank you so much for helping me get to another layer of love, get to another layer of consciousness. As opposed to being pissed that somebody ran your foot over with their wagon, right? Or somebody thought you were a conspiracy theorist because you were saying something about butter, right? I had that happen to me in the grocery store. And this guy starts talking to me about microplastics in butter. And I said one thing, and he was off on a tangent, and he took his wagon and he hightailed it away, like I, because he was like, well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I was like, where the hell did that even come from, right? I mean, I think I talked about that in one of the classes too, but even something like that, like I just laughed, and I was just like, thank you so much for giving me that moment of discomfort so I could shift into my own level of comfort, you know. Because it just drills down another layer, drills down another level so that we can get comfortable with discomfort so we can keep shifting, right? But we can't do that if we're not conscious of our actions, if we're not conscious of our intentions, if we're not conscious of our patterns, our
Living in the
behaviors.
present, living in the present.
Yeah, but it's even more than that. It's about conscious being because the minute we go unconscious, the minute we forget ourselves as our creator, let me tell you something. It takes a lot to manifest a scorpion in the sink. Okay? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It takes a lot to manifest that. But somehow or another, I did, right? That's a level of consciousness. Think about that. It takes a lot to manifest a black rat snake going past me the day before, on the 16th, the day before we close out the year of the snake. Like, turns around, looks at me to say, hey, see ya. You know, it's over. The year that you've done it, now you're moving forward. The year of the fire horse is coming in. And I'm like, how does that work? Like, that's freaking amazing, right? But that's who we are. When we forget that, we get mad at the person that ran over our foot in the grocery store. Right? I have people showing up next to me when I'm buying something that says to me, that pisses me off. And I say, I'm sorry, excuse me. They're like, that just pisses me off. I was like, what pisses you off? They're like, the price of that. I said, well, it kind of is what it is. And they're like, well, that just pisses me off. And I was like, okay, well, listen, I look at it this way. If I have the money and I've been blessed to have the money to buy it, I'm going to spend my money on it if I truly desire it. The level of desire is what dictates whether or not I'm willing to spend my money on it. It's the same for you. Your level of desire is what dictates your willingness to spend your money on it. If you're willing to spend your money on it, you know what? You're going to get more money so that you could buy that again because that's how it works. I never
Thanks,
get
Mom.
mad when somebody says something like that to me. I never get mad. Why would I get mad at that? They're unconscious. They don't understand how it works. They don't understand the flow of the universe. Does that make sense?
It all makes sense. You say some pretty things that are striking me pretty hard these days. Thank
Well,
you.
that's what's needed right now. We
Thank you.
can't sleep on ourselves anymore. We can't. We've done this work too long. We just can't. This is the year to wrap this all up. This is it, right? Because this is the year everything collapses, truth comes out. Some of it might be hard to see. Some of it might be, hey, shock, huh? Or some of it may be like, hey, I already knew that, right? Wherever it is, it doesn't matter. It's got to come up to the surface, and we need to be in flow with all of it, good, bad, or whatever, right? To take a position and stake a position means I'm fixed. I'm stationary. I'm not in flow. That is not the place we want to be. We want to be in flow. So, how do we stay in flow? We consciously create in each moment, right? And it's those moments where we remember, I don't have to have it figured out. I don't have to know everything. I don't. All I have to do is follow the breadcrumbs. Where are the breadcrumbs taking me? Where is the next place that's going to be lining up,
You know,
right?
I have people asking me since my parents both passed, what am I going to do with my life? You know what?
I'm doing it.
I'm
This,
doing it.
I'm
You
doing
know,
it. I'm doing my life.
I will know.
Yeah.
The universe will tell me. That takes, I don't know if it took your classes or years and years or my age, but it's just,
Whatever's meant to be is meant to be, and
Whatever's meant to
what I do, I
be.
do.
And let me just say
Not
this
that I look
too.
for
Let
it.
me just say this because that most people don't understand how this works. Okay. And I don't want to take up a lot of time because I know we talked about this in the past.
Right.
When I had the fight with Beth and over what her daughter did, and the whole thing got crazy, she already knew she was moving to Florida with her daughter. Like that was before we even had the fight, that was a plan that they had formulated, right? The daughter told Joe. So it was like intentional to kind of move me out of the way so that Beth could move out of the house. She already had her plan formulated. I had no plan. And for a second, I went into panic mode. And then I realized I have to go to London for 3 weeks. I can't be festering in this nonsense energy. That was in November. Can't be festering in this. I didn't come back until like the second week into December. I can't do this. I have to let be whatever is, and I have to hold no fear, right? And then through a conversation with Joe again, he said to me, "Hey, whatever, can I do a call with you?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." And the phone line was clear, and I said, "How are you staying on the line? Where are you? Are you in New York? Like you haven't dropped the call yet. And every other time you're dropping the call." He's like, "No, I didn't tell you I got 5G." He's like, "Oh, now you have no reason not to come down here." That was when the universe put that in my path. Now you could ask Loretta because Loretta knows, and she will tell you the truth because I am very transparent with everything. Okay. I was like, "Loretta, I am not going to Florida. Okay, you got to help me look for a place because I'm not going to Florida. I don't want to be in the heat, right?" And so her niece was looking, she was looking, I was looking, we were all looking for a place for me. Nothing was working out. Nothing was lining up. The only thing that was lining up was Florida. Florida was like right in alignment for me. And it was a no-brainer. By January, I realized I'm going to Florida. That's the only thing that's working out. That's where I need to go. Beth and I called a mover. We were going to use the same trucking company. And so they came, they estimated everything. And I think the last week or the next to the last week in February is when I left, right? So I'm like, next week will be my full year here. But I didn't know where I was going. I had no clue. All I had to do was line up. And trust me when I tell you, I had from many, many different perspectives, many different layers, the easier path coming here, right? The more heart-centered path coming here, the path that opened me up to the next level. Now, had I gone someplace else, I'm sure that would not have happened. I'm sure I would have had more hardship in my life, but I didn't have that coming here. Did I have stuff to work through? Yes. There's that Dan, Joe and I did not know each other like that for me to be living in his house. But now it's such a different scenario between the two of us. He said to me yesterday before he left, he was like, he's like, "You really spoil me." And I was just like, "Oh, thank you. That's so nice that you think that, you know?" And then I said to him, "Get it while you can, because I don't know where I'm going and I don't know what the universe has in store, but I know a move is coming. So get it while you can, let me spoil you a little more until I can't anymore." My only job, your only job, all of our only job is to be in such a high state of vibrational alignment with yourself, with your soul, with your universe, with your God, with your creator. We should all be creating in some way. So whatever that means for us as creators, we need to create in some way. I don't care what you're doing to create, just create something, right? Get that creator energy flowing. But the more we create, that the goodies that we left ourselves in the cosmos, because the soul left pockets with beautiful wonderful, yummy stuff in it, but we have to hit that frequency like a pinata for the universe to drop it out for us. Do you understand that? We have to. I mean, Debbie has a perfect story there because while we were doing our work together, we were talking and she was really frustrated with her job. This was a couple of years ago, and she lived on Long Island and, frustrated with her job. And then I don't know if her husband was saying something about moving to Florida or something like that. And then she was saying maybe blah, blah, blah. I said, call it in because that pathway is there for you. It's coming up. It's this, it's that. And she didn't even have to do anything. She didn't have to search out a real estate because all of a sudden, like the next day, then am I right, Debbie? The next day, practically, a real estate guy came to the house and he was like, "Let me know if you want to sell your house. I'll get you a good price for it." And all she had to do was get out of the way. Get out of the way. And it was like the best decision ever. Okay. I have countless stories like that, but you got to be in the work to do that. You got to be in the work. You got to be in the work to receive what we have left to ourselves to activate those streams of consciousness. Right? That's how it works. We have to stay focused here, inward, on ourselves, not out there, because that out there, you don't even realize it. It's a simulation. It's not real. It's not a real reality. It looks like it's real. It's only a projection coming through our consciousness. The eyes see it on the projection of the movie screen that is Gaia. Gaia is one big movie screen, and that's what it is, right? And eventually, as these energies move forward, you're going to start to realize that, and it won't sound foreign when I say it because you're going to realize that this is a hologram. It's a simulation, right? Anybody else? Any other questions before we go? Anybody want to share anything? No? Nobody? Okay. So a couple of weeks back, when I had shared with you about my unicorn necklace, I had said anybody that wants to play the unicorn game, to call in unicorns to, manifest the energy of the unicorn because it's very, very powerful. The horn is very magical. Play the game, let me know. And so tonight I'm announcing that the winner is like so many unicorns beyond what anybody else submitted, Linda Sweeters. So thank you for playing, Linda. Congratulations to you. So
Oh,
happy.
thank you.
Yay!
Thank you.
So happy for you.
I didn't think I was going
You did. How about that?
to
So I'll be in touch with you after class to talk to you about what
Okay.
won.
Okay.
Yeah. So stay present, really. Like I cannot stress enough. Okay. Come back and listen to this class again and again and again. Make notes. When I was mentoring with teachers, my whole time ascending my consciousness, I would take that class and I would write out the notes on that class. So I would have an understanding and I could read back what I had written, read back so I had a reference point. If you're having trouble making the information stick and stay, that's the best thing to do. Write it, come back to it. It anchors it when we write. It clears energy when we write. Okay. So I can't stress it enough. It is so important to do that writing. All right. Now, you don't have to be like a big journal person or anything like that, but I'm telling you, moves energy very quickly. I've had a couple of people come back to me in the last week that started journaling a couple months back, and they were like, "You were right, man. I'm just, their body is feeling better. The energy is moving away, and their revelations are on fire." Okay. So do what you need to do for you. Don't do anybody else's process. All right, Joanne?
I just want to say quickly, because I really want to get into this journaling. I listened to you. I found a book that's brand new. It's called The Book of Alchemy. A woman put this book together with different people of how they've journaled and what they use to journal. So I'm going to look at that and see if I can get whatever I can get to help me.
Whatever works for you. If that works for you, do it. I've done those types of books. There was another one that's very popular, The Artist's Way or something like that. You know, that's all prompts and journaling and techniques in this. A couple of the books that I've done, they just did not work for me. I found the best thing for me is to be creative in my journal in some way, shape, or form, and then have prompts that really had meaning for me. Like what means something to somebody else was not going to do it for me, right?
Well, I'm gonna just it's she's a book of various people that she's interviewed. I'm gonna try it.
All I'm saying is if these prompts, if this book is going to
Walks.
point you inward to your soul's evolution, right? What
It's
did we just
working.
talk about earlier in the class? We're not following the masses anymore. We're not following somebody else's suggestions. If it works for you, that's great. But sometimes, I'm just going to say this, sometimes we have this idea that we're not enough. So we need a book to show us how to do it. We need a course to show us how to do it, right? I just want to say this because this is a big thing when it comes to journaling. So if you find that you resonate with the book, that's great. Then use it and let yourself spin off some of what you receive from the book and take it to the next level on your own. But if you find that at some point you're not going back to the book and you're not journaling,
Got
then
it.
you have to switch up and do something different. Do you understand
Well,
what
I'm
I'm
not going to
saying?
buy any more books about journaling. I figured I'd give one a chance and see.
Okay, see how that works for you.
Thanks, Maria. Thank you.
Yeah. But remember, it's got to be about you,
Got to come
right?
from here. Yeah.
It's your
Thank you.
process. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right? All right, guys, I think we're going to call it here. Have a wonderful weekend, right? We're at Thursday or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Have a wonderful weekend. I love you guys so much. And the next gathering is pre-recorded. And then I'll have the schedule out for you for March. All
All right.
right. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Thank
Bye.
you, Maria.
You're
Bye-bye.
welcome. Bye.